AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A former jail official and the inmate she helped to escape have been captured.
After a tense manhunt that lasted a week and a half.
This is the press conference we've been talking about all week that we wanted to call.
Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton in Alabama announced late Monday afternoon escaped inmate Casey White and jail official Vicky White were apprehended.
Casey White and Vicky White are in custody.
Singleton said U.S. Marshals caught the two fugitives after a chase in Evansville, Indiana.
During the pursuit, the pickup truck wrecked. Casey White surrendered. Vicky White has been transported to the hospital.
Sound courtesy WAAY-TV. Authorities had been searching for the two since April 29th, when Vicky White helped engineer the escape of Casey White, who was awaiting trial in a capital murder case. I'm Mike Gracia.
Vicky White is in very serious condition after shooting herself during the chase. Another down day on Wall Street. S&P lost 3.2%. The NASDAQ fell more than 4%. S&P has now lost more than 16% of value this year. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Russia's invasion of Ukraine plays a big role.
We've seen in our own economy how inflation and inflationary data over the last several weeks or even months has been impacted a great deal by energy prices, and a great deal of that is because of President Putin's invasion.
Congressional Democrats want to add $7 billion more to President Biden's $33 billion Ukraine aid package. The president signed a bill reviving the Lend-Lease Act from World War II, making it easier to get weapons and military supplies to Ukraine. Today, Victory Day in Russia, marking the defeat of Germany in World War II. Nigel Gould Davis is with the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
Russia has not won this war. It's starting to lose it. The signs are they're facing very significant setbacks.
This is AP News. A new poll finds some people in this country are worried about immigrants changing the country. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds one in three surveyed believe an effort is underway to replace U.S.-born Americans with immigrants for electoral gains. In addition, a slightly smaller proportion, 3 in 10, worry that more immigration is causing U.S.-born Americans to lose their economic, political, and cultural influence. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to harbor that fear, 36% to 27%. Those views mirror swelling anti-immigrant sentiment being espoused on social media and cable TV. I'm Ben Thomas.
Major League Baseball plans to play regular season games in London in 2023, 24, and 26. MLB plans to hold the Home Run Derby at London's Crystal Palace Park on July 9th of this year. Cardinals and Cubs are the leading candidates to play in London next season. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.